Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We meet again, alhamdulillah. And we're still with the most lovable issue and thorny issue for us, the issue of marriage. Before that, because the majority of you are here, I would like to tell you my email address. I wouldn't give my phone because I would prefer to deal with the email more. My email address is Mamdouh, M-A-M-D-O-U-H, M-A-M-D-O-U-H, 2000@hotmail.com. Once again, Mamdouh, M-A-M-D-O-U-H, 2000@hotmail.com. I answer some of the questions, but don't be hard on me. And yes, I have other projects to work on, and I hope to finish them before I die. So if you really don't have a persistent need of a question, don't send me a question. And I usually respond very quickly. Maximum would be 2 to 3 days. Unless the question, I don't know the answer, it might take me some time to contact other scholars to ask them about this. We will come to the issue of after marriage, because I think before marriage we talked a lot. After marriage, especially after the first week and the first month and the first year, things cool down. The relationship between the husband and wife cool down and become like a habit. And really, Muslims, when they read the stories of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would find lots of beautiful things that he did and with his wife to make life nicer and nicer, and to make life, in the language of today, to become romantic. I found very good 2 books. I borrowed them from one of my students. In fact, we are working, I and this student, she's a sister, I've never seen her, we are working on the internet, we are trying to come up with a book that talks about marriage from A to Z, from a different new perspective, adding these nice things in them, because most of these books lack that. We have different other books, Fiqh al-Usra, also has some of these issues. This book is available at the American Open University, and I went to the library and I found such a nice book, 1001 Ways to Be Romantic. And I was reading it on the airplane, and everybody was looking at me. This old, bald guy wants to be romantic at this age. And they didn't know that I have a lecture on this issue. I found the majority of these tactics and tips that are here they are not against Islam. And there are many books available in the market is how to be romantic. And really, really, sisters and brothers, this address is for the brothers. The brothers don't understand the psychology of sisters. You know that this recording, I hope it doesn't reach my wife. Mm-hmm. Yes. Up to this moment, still my wife asks me, do you love me? Yes. Who else should I love? Yeah. But she expects more beautiful and creative answers from me. And alhamdulillah, as I mentioned to the sisters, I'm talented in this. I can come up with very nice answers very quickly, alhamdulillah. So this makes life very pleasant. But really, brothers don't understand the mentality of the sisters. When we deal with sisters, sometimes we think that they are men. Sisters are more emotional, and they have more passions than we do. And they expect from us to be more romantic than we are. Sometimes we are very much serious, and we take this life as a daily routine, and this makes life complicated. And this, the sooner you, when you do this, the sister would have some doubts and clouds upon you. Although you are innocent and you're not planning to marry another wife, but still this would put some question marks on you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did lots of things with his wives. The most famous example is with Aisha radiallahu anha. He used to do lots of things. He used to, for example, to drink from the milk and to give it to her to drink from it, and he would drink from the same cup. Yes, and this is a nice way of intimacy between them. He used to call her different names every time. He changes one or two letters in the word, in her name, to make this sound very beautiful. For example, if Susan, it would be Susie, Aisha, Ayusha, or using all these different forms of names to make life very good. He used to, yes, Aisha herself used to, he used to give Aisha his swag. You know the miswak? Yes? Aisha used to take the miswak by herself to prepare it for Prophet Muhammad by her tongue and then give it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with her saliva on it, and he used to use it. Yes. Yes, these are some of the things that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to put the food in her mouth by himself. And I wonder how many father does this. Do we have those gentle breeze type of people? How many times have you done this with your wife? Then what are you doing? What are the romantic ways that you are using with your wife? It's really a very tough issue, and I hope that every one of you should be creative. If you are not creative and your IQ is low, there are many books. Yes. You might have very, very low IQ, especially if you are an old guy like me. So you would find some books, you would find this. And there are some sisters like these very small things, like sending a flower, just leaving on the door, yes, under the door, a letter with some words. Yeah, today I feel that you are so much closer to me, to my heart, than ever before. She would love this very much. And second day she expects another higher thing than this. This is the nature of sisters. Wallahi, I'm telling you, when we deal with sisters, we think that they are men. And we should be very creative in this. And you cannot be creative in this unless you allocate time when you study the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ وَإِنَّ لِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Your body has some rights on you. Some people are running in this world from one job into another, into a third, just to buy Lexus. What for? You should have some time for the rest of your body. This body, yeah, has some duties on you, has some rights upon you that you have to fulfill. And your family has some rights upon you. You cannot fulfill the rights of your family without allocating some time to your family. Sometimes your family, from time to time, go with them to eat in a restaurant. From time to time, go with them in a walk on a beach. But don't come close to the water, yeah, because she will push you in the water. So you need to be, don't go on bridges. I'm advising you, so be away from bridges. You smile, but we need this. I was telling the sister one time, I was very creative in this. We were meeting in close to the pyramids in Egypt. So the brothers were sitting, and it was at night. A brother invited us to get some dinner. It was really very nice dinner. So the brothers were sitting, and the sister were sitting on the other side. They were chatting and everything that they have. And I thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me with this idea. I said, okay, I send my son to the sisters, and he called my wife, and she came. And then I took my wife and I took a walk in front of all the brothers and the sisters now. So the brothers even, and the brothers and the sisters started whistling. Yeah. And the sisters started sending messages to the brothers. Don't you see those nice guys? Where are you? Yeah. Why don't you imitate what he did? Why are you just sitting chatting with men? Yeah. So everybody stood up and he took some of them took their wives and started walking. And anyway, it was very nice. It had very nice effect. And I think that we need this. This is the salt of life. And life would be bored if we don't do this. Especially we are in a society that perfects these acts in illegal avenues. They use this in illegal avenues, in haram avenues, and they perfect them. At school you hear about them, at any place you hear about them, from the media you hear about them, on the newspaper you hear about them. And all these are in illegalists. And where are we? We should use all these things. Yes, Ibn Abbas, if I'm not mistaken, used to say, "Wallahi inni la uhibbu an atazayyana li zawjati kama uhibbu an tatazayyana zawjati li." I like to decorate myself for my wife as I like my wife to decorate herself for me. How many times do we think that? Yes. And we should really pay attention to this issue that keeps our relationship go and continue. And so I stress this issue a lot because this is the thing that would keep our life, inshallah, going on and on. And I will try to answer. Can I marry someone who is a Jew or a Christian or Shia? I ask you this because I cannot find right Sunni lady because I am not educated and not rich that, what they look for. Yes, sisters, I want you to lower your expectation. Every sister should not look for such a rich husband. So we have one brother here and the sisters heard about it. And I hope if you have the answer, some sisters are willing to marry this brother, they would contact the imam, yes. And according to what I have seen him, he's a very nice looking guy. And we should test, his Islam and his aqidah, as he should test the Islam and the aqidah of the sister. But he is asking this question. Can I marry someone who is a Jew or a Christian or a Shia? This is, I think, a very valid question. Scholars say, of course, this is the right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to men. If the question here is written by a man, I hope he would have said who is he or she. If he is a man, yes, he can do this, provided that there are not sisters who are Muslim Sunnah sisters who can marry him. But if he is young and he just spent a couple of months waiting for sister, and he thinks that he did his best to look for a sister after 2 months. Some people spend years and they still they didn't get answer. Yes, and this is the beauty of it. So after long search, you would find a suitable sister, inshallah. It is your right if you don't find the right Muslim sister, but I don't think that you did the right search. Because you have to do many contacts, and I think we have brothers and sisters here and we want them to help each other. And I suggested the sisters that we need a family from a sister and a brother. This would be their main concern. They would have applications from brothers and applications from sisters, and they would find the match and they would tell the brother, yes, we have these options. If one of these fits you, let's start the work. And I attended 2 conferences. One of them was last year. And there's Brother Abu Yusuf from Ann Arbor. Probably you know him. And Umm Yusuf, they are doing a wonderful job in this issue. So they are trying to bring people together. And they took the conference as a place of meeting. And they offered us one sister, very nice sister, for my son. Myself, and we met, the 2 families met together. I met the father, and my son met the daughter in the same place, and they were sitting talking to each other, but alhamdulillah, it was not a good match. Anyway, each one of them is a good person, and she was a very nice sister, and my son was very sincere looking for a sister, but it didn't work out. And this is how it works. In another conference, we were in an IANA conference, and one person announced in the conference that MSA has 2 daughters, has 2 girls ready for marriage. So if you want to marry, come to this office after this session. So 60 people, more than 60 people stood in line. And by the way, we discovered that MSA is not Muslim Student Association. We discovered that it is Muhammad Sayyid Adli. You know Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid Adli? MSA, Muhammad Sayyid Adli. And by the way, this is an absent sunnah. The companions used to say that, I have a sister who wants to marry, and would offer the sister, if I know that this brother is good, or this brother is good, I would come to him and ask, I have a daughter who is willing to marry, and if you are willing to marry her, come and see her. This is the sunnah of the companions that used to happen at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nowadays, it's not there. And you see that this is a rule. This is a rule in Islam. Every day, a sunnah disappears, a bid'ah appears. Another alternative appears, which is a non-Islamic alternative. Every day, sunnah disappears, another bid'ah appears. So we should not leave the sunnah. If you know a brother and he is good, and you know that you have a daughter, talk to him. Talk to him. I have a daughter, yes, who wants to marry. If you don't say directly, come and marry her and see her, you can say it indirectly. I have a daughter who is willing to marry. If you know a brother, a good brother, tell me about him. We should use this. We should talk to each other because we have a problem here. But alhamdulillah, we have a lot of improvement. Since I used to come to this place 3 years ago, I used to encourage brothers and sisters to marry. Alhamdulillah, when I came this year, I found lots of the brothers married, and they married at early age, and which is really a good blessing, and I hope we work on this, because we are doing this as a worship, as an act of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You protect your son and you protect your daughter when they marry early. Yes. These are some of the questions. So if you have other questions, we still have 12 minutes. Again, as I said, that on the night of marriage, the brother should be very gentle and very smooth, not only on that night, but all their life. And we should keep away the cultural issues away from our life. As you know, that in some cultures, as I said, that they wear these rings. And I had this problem with my wife. Okay, she wanted me to buy her a ring, and she would give me her ring. I said that I would buy 2 gold rings, and it would give you the 2 gold rings, and you buy me 1 silver ring. She said, no, I want to give you 1, and you have my name on it. And she takes, I said that, okay, we'll do this, I will give you the 2 of them. It's a golden opportunity for you, take the 2 of them, and give me a silver one. And anyway, it took us very little time to convince her, and she took the 2 gold rings and she gave me 1 silver one. Alhamdulillah. Yes. But again, this is the effect of other cultures on us. There is nothing in Islam that talks about this. In other cultures, as you know, in the weddings, most of the rituals, you see that they are purely cultural and they have nothing to do with Islamic culture. And I think this was 20 years ago when my brother wanted to marry, and he wanted to make it an Islamic marriage, and he conducted the contract in the mosque, and it was a big problem in the 2 families. Yes, my families and some of them were ambassadors, and some of them were high ranked, and some of them even didn't want to go to the mosque. I said, it's up to you. We have the invitation for you. You are more than welcome to come. We will take care of you when you come to the mosque. And when you don't come to the mosque, we also thank you. We still love you. And there was some problem to change the culture of people, to bring it back to Islam. It's not an easy thing. It's nothing. But we have to be patient with this. We have to come back very smoothly and gradually to this religion. And alhamdulillah, we are living in a society that gives us a lot of freedom. And unfortunately, we are not utilizing this freedom to the favor of Islam. Any other question that we have? Or I would go back to... I need someone to arrange these questions and to give me... Why don't you come? Just give me the questions that you... Yes.
what option are available? Yes, what options are available for dating? I think this is a very good question. We need to speak up. We need to address the problems that we have. If we're not addressing them, this is a very good question. Yes, and I thank the brother or the sister who asked this. The dating in terms of the term that's used in this society, of course there is no way for it. Dating as it is used in this context, in this society, there is no place for it at all. Yes, there are other ways of people visiting each other, families visiting each other, friends visiting each other, people with their sisters visiting another family, and they start knowing each other. Yes, this is the right way, and we are not isolated. We live with people, we teach at schools, and we know some people, and in this way we can connect. We say that, okay, we are going, and I know something, for example, about this brother. I'm not going to mention his name, otherwise he will get hard time tonight. So, yes, this brother that you see, alhamdulillah, the sisters don't see him. So, if I say that this brother, I know him, I know his morals, I know his salary. How much salary do you have? Yes, I know many things about him. So, I don't know another family. Yes, I know a brother who has sisters. I would say that, why don't you accept this brother as a husband? I would try to, this is the responsibility of each one of us. And let them take the decision. I would, yes, say that we would visit you, and he would go there, propose, and would have sincere intention that he is going to marry. He's not going for fun. And he would go there, and we would see the family, and he would see the sister, and they would sit together, and they would talk, and this would be the initial thing. And then I told the brothers and sisters, any ideal thing in your mind, you will not find it in reality. Any ideal thing. We're not talking about angels. We are talking about human beings. This picture that you have in your mind, you will not find it in reality. Yes. You have to live the time that you live, and you have to, if your expectation is 85% and you find 75 or 70 or even 60% accepted, otherwise it will end up with probably with 20% later on. This is an advice for our sisters and brothers, because I heard some complaints from sister. For example, she has her religion is very much increasing. She gets strongly into the religion, but the brother is still not there yet, and she is complaining. This is a test from Allah. The brother is praying, alhamdulillah, khams salawat. He is not drinking. He is not doing these major things. No, accept him. Not every companion was the same at the same level. When you look at some companions were very close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they never narrated one hadith. People are different. So we have to lower our expectations. Yes, so I hope I answered this question. Premarital counseling to get to know the person before getting married, I think this is something good. Yes, of course, we have to consult as many people as we can. And we also make istikhara for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two of them work together. We consult people, and then at the same time we make istikhara for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just when someone proposes to you and you asked about this person, and some people said yes, that he is a good person and he has this and this and this, and you heard two or three recommendations, just make istikhara and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if there is goodness in this person. Let everything go smooth, and then go ahead, tawakkal Allah, depend upon Allah. Yeah. Depend upon Allah. Most of the companions didn't see their wives except on the night of marriage. And we know we have many stories that even one of them married one that she was not nice looking. And he discovered this on the night of marriage. And he was reluctant to touch her. And she felt this. And she was such a wise woman. And she told him, she recited a verse from the Quran. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا.
you might dislike something or you might hate something, but Allah might make in it a lot of goodness. And this was the father of Al-Imam Malik. And he married her and he traveled for a long time. When he came back, he approached the mosque before he went to his house, and he found in the mosque there was a child 10 years old teaching the people. And this turned out to be his son. So, as I mentioned, yes, not all of us are smart looking, not all of us have very high IQs, not all of us have Lexus. Yes, we have to live our life. We have to have this content and this satisfaction in our hearts and to live our life. Yes, other question? We have 3 more minutes. I was asked this question, and I think also this is a very valid question. And I asked many scholars myself about this question, and I got the answer. Is oral sex allowed? If so, is it halal for men and women? As I mentioned, I asked many scholars about this, and the answer is yes. The answer is yes, and this answer was from very well known scholars like Ibn Uthaymeen and Ibn Baz and many others. As the verse of the Quran says, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ فَأْتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ. Your women are your field, like cultivation field. You approach it in any way you want, except the haram thing, except the anal thing. So any other thing is halal for you, including what was mentioned here, including oral sex. Yes. As I said, this religion, if something haram, we accept. Yes, so the food is ready, and we have 2 more minutes, so we will be patient for 2 more minutes. Yes. This question was asked to me inside, but I would repeat it. Does a woman have to be a part of polygamy if she does not want to? The answer is yes. There is not a single woman who loves her husband to marry another man. Yes, this is something in the nature of human being, but this is part of the religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He testing the brother in many aspects, He is testing sisters in many other aspects. And if we look at all these things as tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would take it up lightly like this. Even among the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was not an easy thing. However, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed, as many other things, like fasting is a difficult thing. Some people find it very difficult. Like praying 5 times, some people might find it difficult. Like jihad, some people might find it difficult, but it is part of the religion. Like paying charity, if you are a millionaire and you are asked to find 2.5%, which comes up to $25,000, you may not pay them. And that's what happened with some people after the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that we don't want to pay the zakat. So these are all of them are tests for us. So the sister have to coach herself how to comply with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us all and to keep us learn, continuous learning from the book of Allah and from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I think this beautiful activity that the brothers in Houston are making here, inviting someone to have a workshop after every other week, will turn out to be something really amazing after some time, because this is the way all of us got our religion, especially if we are in an area that has a lot of shortage in the issue of scholars. So do your best to attend these seminars and get yourself prepared and read some books as much as you can. I will read 101 ways. I will leave it here. I don't know who is going to read it first. The first one who raises his hand, I'll give it to him. Raise! You got it. Yeah. So the brother from New York, he is, how old are you?
42 years, we will teach him how to be romantic, and he would thank Allah. Don't accept everything unless you see that it fits into the Quran and the Sunnah. Jazakallahu khairan. This is a gift for you. We didn't give it to the sisters because sisters are by default romantic. It's the problem of the brothers. Yes. Okay. Yeah. One companion married, just to give you this story, on the night of marriage, he started two prayers. That's fine. Made them very two long prayers. And then he finished them and he got into another two. And a third one. Yes, you see, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was deeply rooted in their hearts. And his wife was smarter. What's wrong with you, guy? Yes. Don't forget that we have some rights on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she just called him directly that. She said that I have some rights on you. There are some rights for Allah and some rights for your wife. And this is my night. She said it very straightforwardly. This is a companion at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need the sister to fight for the right, and we need the brothers to have some sense of being romantic. Yeah, okay.